Emotional resilience. It can mess with your head when bad stuff happens, like fighting with your partner, failing a class, or getting talked about behind your back. Some people shut themselves away and eat loads of ice cream, while others explode angrily. But successful folks are what we call emotionally resilient. They can handle tough emotions without letting them take over. Taking charge of your negative feelings doesn't mean burying them deep down. That's suppression, and it's not good for you. Negative emotions are part of life, so don't ignore them. Instead, get to know them. Be aware when they show up. Think of a gap between something happening to you and how you react. That gap is your chance to take control. Habit 1. Understand your emotions. Resilient people are good at dealing with their feelings. They know how to handle them by recognizing them, taking responsibility for them, and figuring out why they're feeling that way. For instance, if someone says something mean to you, you might feel hurt or angry. How you react depends on a bunch of stuff like what was said, your past experiences, and your personality. Sometimes, instead of admitting you're hurt, you might just get mad and start yelling. In 2007, a study by Richard Bryant and Fiona Taylor was published in the British journal Behavior Research and Therapy. They looked into how trying to stop negative thoughts before bed affected dreams. They got 100 people involved. These folks were asked to bring up a bad memory, thought, or image from their past. Then, 50 of them were told to try and push away that negative thought for 5 minutes before sleeping. After checking their dream journals, the researchers found that those who tried to suppress their thoughts were more likely to dream about the bad stuff they were trying to avoid. The strength of emotional resilience. You're in charge of how you feel. Things like traffic jams can annoy you, but it's ultimately up to you how you react. The first step is to recognize when you're feeling angry or sad. Once you've got that down, try to figure out why you're feeling that way. Maybe your anger is just your way of protecting yourself. People who can handle their emotions well can see the positive side behind the negative ones. Viktor Frankl, 1905-1997, is a powerful example of emotional resilience. In September 1942, he was taken to a concentration camp by the Nazis, along with millions of other Jewish people who faced cruel treatment. Frankl survived by focusing on what he could control, his response to his suffering. In his book Man's Search for Meaning, he explained that his pain and suffering taught him valuable lessons. After being freed, he became a psychiatrist and neurologist, dedicating his life to helping others. Habit 2. Use power postures. Your body language shows how you feel inside. If you're sad, you might slump, droop, or frown with your lips turned down. If you're happy or proud, you'll stand tall with square shoulders and smile or laugh with lips turned up. Power poses involve taking up more physical space, standing or sitting straight with your shoulders back and feet shoulder-width apart, and breathing deeply for 2 minutes. In just 2 minutes, this posture can increase your testosterone levels by 20% and decrease your cortisol levels by 25%. Testosterone, found in both men and women, boosts confidence, while cortisol is the hormone responsible for stress. Smiling can make you feel better, even if you're not happy. This simple act has positive effects. Practicing deep breathing helps you stay calm. Changing your physical state can help you handle negative emotions and build resilience. Habit 3. Improve your focus. You react the way you do because your brain assigns meaning to each situation. By changing the meaning you assign, you can change your reaction and feel more positive emotions. For example, if two people are fired, one might think his life is over and he'll never find another great job. The other might see it as a hidden opportunity and decide to try something new, like switching careers or going back to school. Your focus shapes your experience. By giving positive meaning to events, you can change your outlook. Control what you focus on, as it determines what enters your life. If you focus on the good things, you'll see more positive developments and feel that life is great. The opposite is true as well. Your focus acts as a lens through which you see your life. Habit 4. Transform your beliefs. Resilient individuals can adjust their beliefs and react differently to various situations. Beliefs hold significant power and can even influence physical well-being. For example, the placebo effect demonstrates this clearly. Patients often experience improvement simply because they believe a fake pill will work. Beliefs can turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. Feeling anxious or fearful might lead to physical discomfort, while happiness and contentment can improve overall well-being. swap out negative beliefs with positive ones. For instance, instead of saying I'm just shy, switch to I've been confident before, so I can be again. I just need to learn how. Keep repeating the new belief whenever the old one creeps in. Keep at it until the positive belief sticks. Once you nail these steps, you'll be better at managing your feelings. Habit 5, use the hidden power of questions. Emotionally strong people know how to use questions to improve themselves. But watch out for loaded questions. These are the ones that sneak in negativity, like why doesn't my boss respect me? Or why is life so unfair? Even if they're not true, your brain tries to find an answer that fits. So, if you catch yourself asking a question with a negative spin, challenge it. Instead of dwelling on negativity, try asking yourself, what can I learn from this? And be more equipped to tackle whatever comes your way. Habit 6, develop positive self-talk and inner movies. Reflecting on your childhood may bring back vivid memories, both pleasant and painful. You might recall moments like savoring home-cooked meals, enjoying time with friends, or experiencing challenges. These memories stand out because they engage all five senses: sight, taste, smell, hearing, and touch. Emotionally resilient individuals acknowledge these memories rather than trying to suppress or erase them. Your brain recreates memories using three senses: visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. For example, if you're angry, your brain will show an image associated with that feeling. You might hear angry phrases you repeat to yourself. You might also feel the anger, almost like a physical touch. Practice noticing what your brain sees, hears, and feels. By experimenting with your movie controls, you can reduce the impact of negative events. Think of a mildly negative memory. Is your mental picture in black and white or color? Try switching it to the opposite format to see if it lessens your emotions. Adjust the brightness up or down. Notice the space around the memory. Is it happening close to you or far away? Push it farther if it feels too close. Experiment with making the memory larger or smaller. Imagine it on a movie theater screen to gain distance. Change the focus by making it clearer or blurrier. See how these changes affect your feelings about the memory. Transform negative thoughts and memories. You can also work on changing how you hear things. Instead of thinking, I'm such an idiot for failing, try saying, I'm glad I made that mistake because now I won't make it again. Use funny phrases that make you smile to reduce the impact of negative thoughts. Change the tone of the negative messages you hear. It's harder to accept negativity if it's spoken in a rude or condescending voice. Imagine you have a mute button and use it to turn off the negativity. Physical and emotional memories involve sensations. You can adjust these memories by changing their intensity, pressure, and location. If memory is intense, picture an imaginary dial you can turn down to reduce its impact or turn up to enhance positive memories. If you feel pressure or weight from a situation, imagine a balloon that can relieve the pressure. Consider the location of your memories and try moving them to a different place, either inside or outside your body. Habit 7, manage the ABC loop. Resilient people can better manage their ABC loop. A stands for antecedent, stimulus, B stands for behavior, and C stands for consequence. Author Akash Kharia shared his experience to illustrate this. As a teenager, he struggled with anger and got into physical fights almost every week. The fights began when someone made fun of his nose or said something embarrassing, which was the antecedent. His reaction was to hit the other boy, which was his behavior. The consequence was that his teachers would punish him once his anger subsided. Kharia credits the book Gifted Hands by Ben Carson, a pediatric neurosurgeon and U.S. cabinet member, with helping him overcome his anger. To manage anger, change the triggers that cause it. For example, if you're dieting, it helps to remove chocolate from your house. Similarly, if you have anger issues, instead of clenching your fists, try relaxing your hands and breathing slowly. This can help release tension. By changing the trigger, stimulus, or your actions, you can control your emotional responses. Future pacing is a technique to control emotional reactions by imagining a new pattern for dealing with triggers. This helps your brain create new pathways to better handle the situation if it happens again. Many athletes use this method to visualize success before performing. For example, Muhammad Ali would picture himself winning before he even entered the ring. Angie Levan, a resilience coach for the U.S. Army, researched brain patterns in weightlifters. She found that mental practices can be as beneficial as physical activities. Moreover, combining mental and physical practices is more effective than doing either alone. Key points. 1. Recognize and understand your emotions to handle them better. 2. Use power postures to boost confidence and reduce stress. 3. Shift focus to find positive meanings in situations. 4. Replace negative beliefs with positive ones to influence emotions. 5. Ask constructive questions to redirect negative thoughts. 6. Adjust mental imagery and self-talk to lessen negative impacts. 7. Identify triggers, change behaviors, and visualize new responses for emotional control.